Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, February 27th, Happy Resurrection Day, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the story of Joseph and his brothers in Genesis chapter 43 today, verses 1 through 15. Then in the Psalms, we'll start the third book of the Psalms today, and we'll pick up in John chapter 9 as our gospel reading. Genesis chapter 43, verses 1 through 15. Now the title in my Bible says, The Second Journey to Egypt. So we're going to find out what happens. Do they end up taking Benjamin with them to Egypt? Now the famine was still severe in the land. So when they had eaten all the grain they had brought from Egypt, their father said to them, Go back and buy us a little more food. But Judah said to him, The man warned us solemnly, You will not see my face again unless your brother is with you. If you will send our brother along with us, we will go down and buy food for you. But if you will not send him, we will not go down, because the man said to us, You will not see my face again unless your brother is with you. Israel asked, Why did you bring this trouble on me by telling the man you had another brother? They replied, The man questioned us closely about ourselves and our family. Is your father still living? He asked us. Do you have another brother? We simply answered his questions. How are we to know he would say, Bring your brother down here. Then Judah said to Israel, his father, Send the boy along with me, and we will go at once, so that we and you and our children may live and not die. I myself will guarantee his safety. You can hold me personally responsible for him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him here before you, I will bear the blame before you all my life. As it is, if we had not delayed, we could have gone and returned twice. Then their father Israel said to them, If it must be, then do this. Put some of the best products of the land in your bags and take them down to the man as a gift. A little balm and a little honey, some spices and myrrh, some pistachio nuts and almonds. Take double the amount of silver with you, for you must return the silver that was put back in the mouths of your sacks. Perhaps it was a mistake. Take your brother also and go back to the man at once. And may God Almighty grant you mercy before the man, so that he will let your other brother and Benjamin come back with you. As for me, if I am bereaved, I am bereaved. So the men took the gifts and double the amount of silver, and Benjamin also. They hurried down to Egypt and presented themselves to Joseph. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. As I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, we are entering the third book of Psalms. There are five total books, and Psalms 73 through 89 make up the third book. This is a psalm of Asaph, and according to my study Bible, this is a word of godly wisdom concerning the destinies of the righteous and the wicked. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet have almost slipped. I have nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from common human burdens. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. Their evil imaginations have no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. With arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, how would God know? Does the Most High know anything? This is what the wicked are like. Always free of care, they go on amassing wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and have washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been afflicted, and every morning brings new punishment. If I had spoken out like that, I would have betrayed your children. As I read this psalm, when we got to, I think it was verse 6, where it talks about pride being their necklace, it made me think about the Apostle Paul and how he tells us, he uses the metaphor often of clothing, and the things that we need to take off are the things that we learned that are of the devil. Pride, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language, sexual immorality, impurity, lust. These are all from chapter 3 of Colossians. And then he tells us to put on instead of having pride, like it says in the psalm, we should put on the things of the Spirit, clothe ourselves with compassion and kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, love, and ultimately, gratitude. Okay, let's move on now to the book of John. I am really excited about reading John chapter 9 today. I love all of the book of John, but been looking forward to this passage. This is about Jesus healing the man born blind. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg? Some claimed that he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him. But he himself insisted, I am the man. How then were your eyes opened? They asked. He replied, the man they call Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed. And then I could see. Where is this man? They asked him. I don't know, he said. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath. Therefore the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He put mud on my eyes, the man replied, and I washed. And now I see. Some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. But others asked, how can a sinner perform such signs? So they were divided. Then they turned again to the blind man. What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened. The man replied, he is a prophet. They still did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. Is this your son? They asked. Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that now he can see? We know that he is our son, the parents answered, and we know he was born blind. But how he can see now, or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders, who already had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. That was why his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." A second time, they summoned the man who had been blind. "Give glory to God by telling the truth," they said. "We know this man is a sinner." He replied, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know. I was blind, but now I see." Then they asked him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered, "I have told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" Then they hurled insults at him and said, "You are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses. But as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from." The man answered, "Now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes? We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly person who does his will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." To this they replied, "You were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us?" And they threw him out. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. And when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" "Who is he, sir?" the man asked. "Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." Then the man said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked, "What, are we blind too?" Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This is such an important passage to me because it reminds us that blindness or sickness isn't because necessarily of someone's sin. The Pharisees asked Jesus, was it this man's sin or his parents that he was born blind? And he says, neither. This is so that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. And that's exactly what happens. Jesus puts mud on the man's eyes and he goes to wash and he can see. And all around him see the glory that this man who was born blind can now see. And it just makes me think about what areas of our lives have we seen God at work so that we can testify to Jesus's glory together. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have on this Sunday, this day where we remember your glorious resurrection. On this day, we want to come to you in praise for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the salvation that you have given us in Jesus. And we thank you individually for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Lord, thank you for the fellowship that we have in your word and also in your church. Would you bless our worship today? Would you help us to be aware of your presence with us? And would your name be glorified in our midst? We pray through Jesus our Lord. Amen.